News release. OJHL Hall of Fame. Oakville, the Ontario Junior Hockey League, OJHL, unveiled the OJHL Hall of Fame and inducted its first class of honored members Friday night. The Hall of Fame ceremony took place during the Centennial Cup National Junior A Championships at 16 Mile Sports Complex in Oakville. Celebrating the history of our league is critical in defining the future success of our league, said Marty Savoy, commissioner of the OJHL. The first induction class celebrates not only the success at the OJHL level, but also their amazing careers within the game. The inductees are Paul Coffey played for the North York Rangers in what was the Ontario Provincial Junior Hockey League in 1977-78. The 16-year-old defenseman accumulated 47 points, 14 goals, 33 assists, in 50 games. The Hockey Hall of Famer's resume includes 4 Stanley Cup championships, 2 Canada Cup championships, 396 goals and 1,135 assists for 1,531 points in 1,409 regular season NHL games, 196 points, 59 goals, 137 assists, in 194 Stanley Cup playoff contests, a first or second All-Star 8 times, 3 Norris Trophy wins. In 2004, Coffey was selected to be an honored member of the Hockey Hall of Fame. OJHL fans will remember he coached the Pickering Panthers in 2014-15. Currently an assistant coach with the Edmonton Oilers, Coffey is with the Oilers for Game 2 of the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Adam Oates was a point-getting machine with the Markham Waxers of the then Ontario Provincial Junior Hockey League. During the 1981-82 campaign, Captain Oates led the OPJHL with 54 goals and 159 points, a league record. The previous season, Oates first at the junior a level, he tallied 89 points, 36 goals, 53 assists, in 43 games with the Waxers. Through 20 NHL seasons, Oates scored 341 goals and contributed a staggering 1,079 assists for a total of 1,420 points in 1,337 regular season NHL games. He also scored 42 goals and 114 assists for 156 points in 163 playoff contests. Oates played for Detroit, St. Louis, Boston, Washington, Philadelphia, Anaheim, and Edmonton. Recognized as one of the great passers in NHL history, Oates would lead the NHL in assists 3 times, finish in the top 10 12 times, and finish second only to Wayne Gretzky as the top assist man of the 1990s. Oates was a 5-time NHL All-Star Game participant and an NHL Second Team All-Star in 1991. Oates coached in the NHL from 2009-15. He was head coach of the Washington Capitals from 2012-14 and an assistant or associate coach with the New Jersey Devils and Tampa Bay Lightning. Steve Thomas played 2 seasons for his hometown Markham Waxers. His second year was a massive and memorable one. Thomas and fellow future NHLer, and OJHL Hall of Famer, Adam Oates teamed up on a legendary line in Markham during the 1981-82 campaign. Thomas finished with 68 goals, the 4th highest total in league history, and 125 points. After 2 seasons with the Toronto Marlboros of the Ontario Hockey League, the undrafted Thomas signed as a free agent with the Toronto Maple Leafs in May of 1984. Thomas played 1,235 games in the NHL with the Leafs, Chicago Blackhawks, Anaheim Ducks, New York Islanders, New Jersey Devils, and Detroit Red Wings. He scored 421 goals and assisted on 512. His coaching career also took root in the OJHL. Thomas was an assistant coach with the OJHL's St. Michael's Buzzers in 2007-08, ahead of 5 years as an assistant or development coach with the Tampa Bay Lightning and St. Louis Blues. Oates, 10, Thomas, 16, and Ron Wilson, 20, had their numbers retired by the Waxers, who suspended operations in 2012. Bob Hooper served as commissioner of the Ontario Provincial Junior A Hockey League, the precursor to the Ontario Junior Hockey League. After selling his successful Etobicoke import-export meat business, Hooper became OPJAHL commissioner. He was the only league boss in Canada who didn't receive a salary. Hooper was instrumental in expanding the struggling Central Junior B loop from 10 franchises into what was the 35-team, $7 million per year OJHL in 2006. Hooper was the recipient of the Ontario Hockey Association's prestigious Gold Stick Award in 2010 and the Georgetown Hockey Heritage Award in 2007. He was recognized by the Ontario Hockey Federation in 2002 with its inaugural Junior Hockey Award, presented to an administrator who has had a hand as a builder and promoter of the sport. Hooper played and coached, from the age of 19, youth hockey in Georgetown. He moved on to be an executive member of local junior, senior and intermediate level clubs. He was president of the Georgetown Intermediate A Raiders team that won the Hardy Cup in 1982. Hooper was instrumental in coordinating Georgetown's hosting of the Dudley Hewitt Cup Central Canada Junior A championship tournament in 2005. Josh Soares played for his hometown Hamilton Kilty Bees for 5 seasons, 1998 to 2003. Selected to play in 4 league All-Star games and 1 Future Stars game, he was West Division MVP, leading scorer nationally and a finalist for the Canadian Junior Hockey League Player of the Year. At the University of Maine, Soares played in 4 NCAA tournaments, appearing in the Frozen Four 3 times. Soares amassed 112 points in college. He was named to the All-New England team and the Hockey East second All-Star team during his senior season. After graduation in 2007, Soares signed a 1-year free agent contract with the St. Louis Blues of the NHL. He played 7 seasons of pro hockey in North America and Europe. The OJHL Hall of Fame website is now live at www.ojhlhalloffame.ca. The OJHL Hall of Fame was established to honor and preserve the history of the great athletes and individuals who have made outstanding contributions to the development and advancement of the OJHL and who have performed with highest distinction in the OJHL and beyond. The OJHL Hall of Fame will highlight the history of provincial Junior A hockey in Ontario and all the pioneer leagues that built the OJHL into what the 24-team league is today. The OJHL created the hall to memorialize the great accomplishments of players, builders and all the associated people from the original era of the league, from 1972 to 1987, to the modern era, from 1993 to the present, and everything in between. The OJHL Hall of Fame website will feature information about the inductees and the inductee categories, timelines and selection criteria. The site will also include information on the history of the leagues that laid the foundation for the present-day OJHL. Additionally, the site will preserve league historical records, including the listing of all-time leaders in statistical categories, award winners and the history of OJHL champions. It is a great time for us to highlight our great athletes, builders and coaches while preserving our rich traditions that have made our league what it is today, said Rick Morocco, the OJHL's Vice President of Business Affairs. Each year the OJHL Hof will induct up to 5 individuals. Nominees' names can be put forth by anyone including fans, team representatives past and present, league supporters using a nomination form, available on the Hall of Fame website, or by members of the OJHL Hof Selection Committee. The selection committee will be composed of individuals from Hockey Hall of Fame, Ontario Media, the OJHL Foundation, league staff and OJHL Board of Governors. Nominations will be welcome every year from the start of the OJHL season, in early September, until the end of November.